There'll soon be compensation for the families of four young soldiers who committed suicide, but the pain of the bereaved is still very real. Lance Corporal Nicholas Shields and Privates Jeremy Williams, John Satatas and David Haywood killed themselves after they were bullied, neglected or subjected to bastardization. After a three-year campaign by relatives, the federal government announced today that it would give them ex gratia payments. Members of all four families spoke out today about their continuing suffering and in some cases fear in pursuing lasting reform of the Australian Defence Force. Karen Barlow reports.
By signing up to the Defence Force, Nicholas Shields, Jeremy Williams, John Satatas and David Haywood were prepared to put their lives on the line. But their families are still wondering how their short time in the army went so wrong.
He's been abused, called names, smack, throw bottles at him, and he treated him like a dog.
Rosa Satatas' son, John Satatas, was bullied and racially taunted at Holsworthy Barracks 5 years ago. She says his superior even said that other soldiers could do whatever they wanted with the private and there would be no repercussions. He later hanged himself.
I just want to know. I would love to find out who this person is, but they don't show the names on investigation.
The Melbourne woman is pleased with the ex gratia compensation payments announced today by the federal government, and so is Charles Williams, whose son Jeremy Williams committed suicide in 2003 after being bullied at the Singleton Barracks. The Defence Minister, Joel Fitzgibbon, says the undisclosed payments should provide the families with closure. But it's clear they're not close to that yet. David Haywood committed suicide 4 years ago after he was injured and had gone AWOL. His mother, Wendy Haywood, still rues the phone call the Army never made during his 61-day absence.
It's just an utter disgrace. He would be alive today if they had made that phone call. He was living on base. He lived on lines. People were going past his room every day. We sent his mail to him, birthday cards. He was 20 on the 16th of March. He was dead 4 days later. We were sending mail to him. They were passing his room every day and nobody thought to ever phone us.
Wendy Haywood spoke today of feeling threatened by the army.
Yeah, they bully the parents. They don't just bully the kids, they bully the parents as well. They threatened us. A few days after David died, they came in, they did a report and they said to us, if you discuss this report with anybody, it's a federal offence, you'll go to prison. Can you imagine dealing with that and dealing with grief as well? Just finding out that your son's been AWOL for 61 days, you didn't know, and having to fetch his body back from Perth and dealing with what they're saying as well. I mean, it was just too much.
She and her husband, Adrian Haywood, are satisfied by the monetary gesture from the federal government, but they hope culture change will soon come in the Defence Force.
It's not about the money. It's about trying to get a system in place for other children going into the army that they're going to have the backup there for them if something goes wrong.
Yeah, for other families, it's not about the money. It's never been about the money. It's been about making change. It's having that guts to stand up. And I really do urge other people to come forward, because I know there's a lot more people out there.
It's been a 12-year battle for the Adelaide-based Shields family. Nicholas Shields took his own life after he couldn't cope with accidentally shooting dead a fellow soldier. His mother, Tony Shields, says the Defence Force must change for other families because it's too late for hers.
We'll never be the same. Our lives will never be the same. We have no future for Nicholas. You know, family, nothing. You know, Christmases, birthdays, all those days, those special occasions, weddings, are all tinged with the fact that he's missing, he's not there.
The Defence Minister, Joel Fitzgibbon, says significant changes have been brought into the military justice system, but he concedes more needs to be done.
Karen Barlow.